today is the custom, long-standing in our country, to cease our efforts to become wealthier and more prosperous, and take time in a special way to thank the Lord for those gifts, all of those marvelous aids that he has made accessible to those who are the citizens of this land. We want to remember this always. It's an important point to recognize even the smallest gifts of the Lord, because they are all precious. As in recent times, there seems to have arisen a rather contrary spirit, and it's difficult to describe it as Thanksgiving any longer, no mention of the good Lord himself at all during this celebration. And that should remind us of some ancient disasters, especially in the history of Israel, and the destruction of Jerusalem, as our Lord describes. On the other hand, it's sure that we sometimes are oblivious that even when the Lord, as it were, reminds us in a way not exactly to our liking at first, that we are falling to pieces, that we are no longer, as it were, in a situation that is blessed, that we should come to our senses. And the letter of Port Maurice in the reading this morning describes the situation that was commonplace in Italy during the 18th century. Interest in the things, the gifts of the Lord, only insofar as they make us richer, be able to do as we please. Some of the evils that he describes are precisely the ones that have come upon us. So we want to, as it were, reflect a moment on the conclusion of this reading, then direct and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. The very signs, the very great disasters are turned by the Lord into a means of announcing his coming and the reward of all of those who have been faithful to him. In a particular way, then, we want to recognize not only the material benefits, but those blessings that are supported by these, and not make them an end in themselves. And if we do that, we shall discover that the greatest gift of all to all nations, not only our own, is himself, the Lord. Lord, who turns even our sufferings of this life and the fearful disasters into means of coming closer to him, and to be ready for that joy that exceeds all understanding. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard the wonderful things that the Lord has stored up from heaven. But it is important to recognize the difference between those things which are only, in that respect, minor blessings, and the greater one that is already being given to us. It's already present, not just one day in the year, but every day in the year. We are close to us always, especially when we celebrate the Holy Mass, receive him in Holy Communion, when we come to visit him and pray to him and ask Our Lady to help us, to help everyone, to realize just how stupendous is that gift of the Lord. Lord, who through her was given to all, and we shall be ever more ready for that stupendous final day. Finally, the end of my existence in this world, the end of the world itself, for that new heaven and the new earth that is prepared for us in heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tuum.